Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
This is from Lance. Hey, I was wondering, he emailed in. You can DM us on your social media, and you can text us 60123. Be on the lookout for some Hey, I Was Wondering, Violettas.
For sure. All right.
Lance says, hey, Eric, I know that there are restrictions on indoor dining again. Has the governor addressed why we can't eat at restaurants, but it's okay for hundreds of people to be in Walmart? Okay, here we go again. Here we go again, Lance.
I think we've all gone down this road.
Yep. Although, is it today, Whip, or Wednesday, or what day is it where, I mean, the whole state shut down now, right? They've said the whole damn state, you can't eat out
anymore. I think that's probably right, yeah.
Thought I saw that over the weekend, right?
Yeah, I'm sure that's right.
Is that when does that go into play?
Let me see. Let me see about the exact.
Like, they're like, we're not even going to number the counties anymore. No one's going to eat anywhere. Although I went out this weekend to do some different things, and I'm not going to say where I went out because I went out into areas away from my home, but there are restaurants open.
There are.
And I walked in one, and they're like, yeah, we're doing takeout. You can sit down. There's, you know, we're not doing that, and they can come get us if they want.
Because
Because if we don't do this, we're just going to close anyway, and there'll be nothing left.
So, right.
So they even said to me, so come on in, Governor. We'd love to see you. I don't think he wants to step in there because they had a very aggressive tone going.
Right. I did see some signs up like, thanks for closing us, Governor, again. Yeah. And then there was a big again over it.
Yeah. It's getting very aggressive, the general overall tone. Nothing yet, Webb?
Wednesday looks right. I see the word nearly the entire state here, but I don't know that you're not totally right. I mean, I see the word nearly.
All right, we'll go with nearly, although I saw it all, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Maybe we can investigate that and pinpoint that down, which leads to my second question. With Election Day coming tomorrow, it's actually a two-part question, springboarding off of Lance. With Election Day coming up tomorrow, do we think that there is going to be the land of the idiots wherever we go? Like, something is going to happen. And I'm not saying, because I think both sides are equally idiotic to some degree, right?
I think we can all agree
on that, right? Mm-hmm. There are people on both sides that are equally idiotic, and they're going to react in an idiot way. Do we think that's going to happen? There's going to be, you know, civil unrest and rioting and craziness and all those types of things? Or do we think this might be a calmer, cooler heads prevail, let's get through this, like, smart, normal, you know, people with a brain in our heads? Or do we not think that's going to happen? Any thoughts?
There's no way. It's 2020. If anything has, like, developed, it's that there's not going to be rest.
You think there will be unrest?
Yeah.
I think
regardless of the outcome.
Yeah. Truthfully, I think there are some people who just live to go out and do that stuff, and the election is, like, more of an excuse than any other time. So, yes.
Either side, again, we're not picking sides here. We're just saying in general.
Just said some people.
Regardless of the outcome.
Yeah. I think something will happen.
My second part of that question, let me address that first part. Is it go into your basement and don't come out until the smoke clears kind of unrest, or is it...
No, I hope not.
No.
God, I know you hope not, but do you think?
I don't know. Yes, I think...
I don't think so.
No, it's just like nighttime unrest, you know, like in the middle of the night.
I know, nobody wants to do it in the day.
Right, exactly. Right. They can see your
face. Doesn't have the same impact. Yeah, then you might get arrested.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. No, hopefully not as bad as we've seen. You know, here's the thing. Here's what I actually think.
No,
I'm serious. This is a hopeful tone I'm going to take here. I think that the last couple of things we've had, especially here in Chicago, but in many places across the country, for whatever reason, law enforcement either was unwilling or unable to do everything they could about it. I think right now they are willing and able to do everything that they can.
So if you're downtown,
you see cops on every corner with their blue lights on, letting you know they have a presence.
Right.
So I think that the Chicago Police Department, for example...
This is on me, folks. I hit the unlock.
Well, it's a complicated... So I think we'll see some stuff happen, but I hope the result is not as bad. How about that?
Whip answers everything like he's on the stand.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So we may see some stuff happen, but the result will not be as bad as it's been.
I got you. Now let's talk about results. When do you think? Let's all predict when we think we'll have an official result.
Of the election.
One way or the other.
Oh, man.
Most people are saying don't expect an official result tomorrow night. Like in past elections where you might know that this is going to take a while with the mail-in and with the different things going on. And one side might contest about the other side and vice versa, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Any predictions on when we see a final result where they go, this, ladies and gentlemen, is your winner?
Are you including the possibility of lawsuits?
I'm just saying when they say, because the lawsuits follow the
yes.
this
the
is
I know, well, with lawsuits, it could take a lot longer.
No, just no, no, the no. first announcement
the
of
lawsuits
official.
Are a response. You whip again on the stand. Your Honor, I would like a clarification on the word is.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, this is, you know, there's been a declaration made and then lawsuits ensue. That okay. goes without saying.
Well, then Friday for a declaration Friday. Made. And then the lawsuits and God only knows.
Wow, Friday. You're going Friday? I'm Friday. Going the week of Thanksgiving.
You're
going
to go that long?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Oh, boy. That just changed everything.
I think they're going to recount and count and recount and count and recount and count and then do like paper, scissors, rock.
I think that by Thursday, Friday, you're going to hear rumblings. This is the winner. This is the winner. This is the winner. This is the winner. But on Monday, they'll go, all right, this is the winner.
Okay,
Monday,
so you're going the 9th.
A week from today.
A week from today.
Okay.
Let's mark all this down.
I wrote it down.
See where we stand on all of it. Top three things you want for Christmas this year. Whip.
You know what? I have, I think I want AirPods.
Oh.
Good choice.
You know, because I always think people look a little goofy with them, like, sticking out of their ear holes like that, but, you know.
What other hole are you going to stick it in?
Well, I just mean those little sticks coming out of your ears, gotcha. You know. But I think we're getting more and more used to that, and I'm kind of sick of fumbling with my cords.
Gotcha.
So, that's my choice.
Violetta.
I want, a couple of things.
You get to pick one.
One thing. I'm going to pick, I need a new pair of Uggs.
Uggs.
Okay. Yeah.
Uggs.
And, like, you know, you go, like, every couple years to get some.
I don't know. I don't.
You run them out. Like, you run them to the ground.
I got you.
Uh-huh. And
I got you.
I threw mine out last year, so.
Perfect. I'm going to go with, I was originally going to go iPhone, but I'm going to skip over and go, I want a legitimate supply of Bombas socks.
Oh, you know, I think the Bombas guys, they could take care of you, maybe.
They're weirdos, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But the socks are unbelievable.
Really?
Are
nice. I've never worn a pair.
I have, like, 6 pair, and it's all I wear. Not they're almost worn out. I want like a dozen pair to make me through the whole winter, where that's all I have them to wear
okay,
every day.
Okay, you
want
to stock up on the Bombas.
Bombas socks. Top three things you're looking for. Here we go. What do you want for Christmas, Carmella?
I definitely need new luggage.
New luggage.
Luggage, okay.
New luggage. Yeah. Good Christmas choice. Get the hell out of town.
Exactly.
Dave, for Christmas.
A lifetime supply of face mask and plexiglass.
Ah, that'll come in handy, Dave. That will come in handy.
Very practical.
Vicky, it's Christmas time.
I want a personal masseuse.
A personal masseuse. Well, I hope you get what you want.
Yeah, why not?
I hope that you get what you want. Hey, Joe, what do you want for Christmas this year? Hey, Joe.
I want my wife to quit busting my balls and leave me the heck alone.
All right.
Okay.
My balls. Is it too much for a guy to ask?
You can say that.
Wow. Well, he just did.
Okay.
And number three, Jen wants.
The biggest rock tumbler that they make.
Rock tumbler.
Uh-huh.
Rock tumbler. That would be nice, right? Number two, Matt.
I want my wife to give me a puppy.
Brand new puppy.
Brand
new puppy.
I hear adopting a dog is still very, very difficult right now.
Well, the inventory is down, as
this
they say.
This has been the story ever since this whole thing started.
And finally, in at number one, is it too much for a guy to ask for what, John?
A Han Solo jacket.
Oh, man.
A Han Solo jacket.
A Han Solo jacket.
Yep.
Like the cool Han Solo leather bomber?
Yeah, with all the pockets on the front of it.
And the pockets, arms. Right, it's got the arms on it. Pockets.
Plus the pockets on the arm, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of pockets.
What are you keeping those? You got your phone in one, your keys in another, and God knows what else you can store in those things.
Yeah, parts for the Millennium Falcon engine.
Right.
A switchblade.
Where do you get a Han Solo jacket, John? And a
switchblade. I saw it at the Bradford Exchange.
At the where?
The Bradford Exchange.
The Bradford Exchange. Okay. Violetta, you've been living in the city too long. Gotta have a switchblade for all your gang moments.
I don't know.
You run into the Latin Kings when you're not expecting it.
A lot of bad guys around the galaxy.
Yeah, they are. You never know. Boba Fett's coming at you the wrong way.
You need that switchblade.
Top three things trending on Twitter. We go to the social media desk. There's Violetta sitting over there. In at number three.
We have a rare yellow turtle spotted and rescued in Balasore, Odisha. That's in northeast India.
Okay. Oh, I thought that was somewhere near New Lenox.
No,
okay.
No.
Northeast Indiana right. Or northwest.
I had to look it up. I didn't know where that was.
Okay.
But now it's gone viral on Twitter. It is so yellow. The whole body's yellow, like the head and arms that stick out, the shell. It looks like Kraft American cheese. Like, it's that yellow.
It looks like cheese,
yeah.
The turtle?
Yeah, the whole thing. It's And wow. Its shell actually looks like it's melted cheese, like grilled cheese.
Whip, your guy would like this. You got the turtle guy.
That's true. George.
George the turtle guy.
George Savitas,
the
handyman. Yeah, he does.
You send him a picture of this.
He would love it.
You should.
Yeah, it's rare sighting.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Johnny Depp lost his claim against a British newspaper that he sued back in 2018 about an article that claimed that he attacked ex-wife Amber Heard during their relationship. He lost that. You know, there's constant back and forth with Johnny and Amber, so everybody's eating it up on Twitter.
And now they move to the States for the next lawsuit. I believe there's a $50 or $60 million lawsuit filed against Amber Heard by Johnny Depp. But
yeah.
This could be an indication of where that's headed.
We'll see.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
That same newspaper that Depp sued in the UK along with the BBC also just reported that Prince William tested positive for COVID back in April. Mm. William kept it private. He didn't want to worry anybody. He did quarantine at home, stayed away from his family, and he did have it around the same time that his dad, Prince Charles, had it.
I thought I remember Prince Charles having it.
Exactly, and that was back when Meghan was like, yeah, you're not going to see your family, to Harry, and William didn't speak about his condition at all yet, but he had 13 different Zoom interviews back in April, so he was still working, and I guess not that sick.
Yeah, interestingly enough, when this is all said and done, whenever it's done, Meghan's still not going to let Harry go see his family.
Probably not.
According to a study, the 10 most common first words babies say, you got your dadas, your mamas, your hi, bubba, dog, ball, no, cat, nana, and bye.
Bye.
Your kid, not so much. 312-233-1019. Whip wishes his kids had had this as their first word, Linda.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Oh, yeah, if only.
Pizza. Before yep. mama or dada, it was pizza in your house, huh?
Bring it on.
Yeah, it was the middle child, so the older child coerced him into saying pizza.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Very exciting. I'm shocked that this one wasn't the first word in my house. Dayton, your first word.
Damn.
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 Yep. It's important to learn the curse words early when you're
That's
a
right.
little kid. Yeah. Parents must have been so proud.
Yeah, they were. It was actually at a dinner with my grandparents who were pretty strict and religious at the time.
Oh,
so.
Great timing. Oh, no. Great timing. Thank you for that. Your first word, Debbie, very Chicago of you.
Ogden.
Ogden.
Ogden, that's hard.
It was very strange. He was about 9 months old, and he would say it repeatedly. It was very frustrated because we didn't react.
Right. Now he's doing traffic professionally. The mother of Bart Shore calling in.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, Swanee.
I love that.
Yeah, that one's for you, Bart. Hey, Sean, first words.
Truck.
What was that?
It's that truck.
Truck.
Something else at first, so I had to clarify.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time there. Yeah. I'm a little worried of what you might say.
Right,
so thank you.
So, yeah, truck it is.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Hi, Eric, your first word.
My first word was actually what you had mentioned earlier. It was cucumber.
Cucumber?
No
you actually had that as your first word.
What?
Yeah, but I pronounced it a little bit differently. It was more cucumber.
Right.
Cucumber.
But yeah, it's all on video. No one ever believed it or anything.
Wow, before mama and dada.
Do you like
cucumbers? Cucumber. Your first word, Eric.
My first word was butterfly.
Oh, how sweet
and butterfly.
Lovely. There we go. Very nice. Any idea why that would have been the case?
Well, I was outside and I saw a butterfly and my mom said butterfly and I repeated it.
Right.
It was like, oh, my mom told me, well, that was your first word.
Right. Yeah,
that's
there
so
you go.
Cute.
And finally, Sue, the first word.
My son's first word were Uncle Ron.
Uncle Ron.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Before Mama and Dada, it was Uncle Ron.
Uncle Ron.
Uncle Ron's going to hold on to that one
forever.
Oh,
for sure.
That's not easy to roll out when you're a little kid either. Survey for bunkers and safe rooms. The searches are up 300%.
Mm.
Hi. Good morning, Kate.
Yes.
In your room, you have a safe room? Or in your house, I should say?
We do.
Okay.
Oh my
God. All right.
Cool.
And was it built specifically for what's about to happen, many people are concerned?
No, it was not. It was built before that.
Okay. Did you build it or did you buy a house that already had one?
We built it.
All right. And what was your reasoning behind it?
Just in case anything ever happened, just to be prepared.
Okay. Now, is it like hidden behind a bookcase or behind a fake wall like you'd see in the movies, something like that?
It is not. It would be in our basement, mm-hmm. and it was built under the concrete patio.
I see.
Whoa.
All right. And okay. Is it stocked with like a little mini fridge? And can you get Comcast in there in case you're in there for like a week just settling down? Is there bathroom facilities available?
There is nothing fun like that, no.
Right. It's just a concrete box. It's not cozy, right?
It's a short-term safety precaution.
Is.
Gotcha.
Correct. It is not cozy.
Have you ever had to go down in there?
We thought about it during bad weather, but we have not had to.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah.
All right, hold on. That way.
Hold on, here we go. You're building a house with one, Angela?
Yeah, I'm in the process right now.
Oh, my God, cool.
And is it a safe room or a bunker, or is there a difference?
I would say it's a bit of both. Similar to the previous caller, it is built into the concrete of the garage. So you lift a panel, and you can walk down the steps into that, and you close it, lock it, chain it, like... all of the security measures, and you're down there.
Mm-hmm. So you got to go downstairs into the concrete.
Do you have any of the comforts of home down there, or is there just a cot?
Not yet, because it's still being built, but we do plan on putting in food, water. I mean, there won't be electricity, so it can't be anything perishable, but,
right.
You know, blankets, things that you might need if you were hunkered down for a while.
Wow. Maybe like a cozy rug.
Will it be ready by Wednesday?
not quite. Maybe March.
All right.
March. Okay.
We'll see what happens.
I'm sure something will happen then, too.
We'll see what happens. Hi there, Jack.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Safe room?
Yes. We were looking, not in our house, but in a house we were looking to purchase. We were touring the house and finished and, you know, didn't like the house, but we were getting ready to leave. And the guy says, one last thing. He's like, our basement turns into a full-on panic room. And he's like, the walls are steel reinforced. The door has a steel beam in it that slides across in case of emergency. And steel shutters slide down over the windows in the basement. And I was like, yeah, I don't know exactly what I need, a panic room.
Right. You're like, I don't know that I need that in Orland Park.
And his response was, well, you know, we just built it in case anybody ever was chasing us with chainsaws or there was
and you're
any
like,
other.
Why
kind
exactly
of
would they be chasing with chainsaws? Is something
my
I need to know?
Yeah. Exactly. My wife was tugging at me. I don't think we're going to buy this house.
Right, let's get out of here now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We have a lot of showings today, so we're gonna zip onto that next one. We appreciate it.
Yeah, get out of the basement.
You know, when you're in love, you share everything, right? That's the whole idea. You mm-hmm. open your life up and share everything.
No, no?
Well, maybe. We'll see.
Oh.
According to a new survey, 58% of couples share these within the first 6 months of dating.
Share these.
Within the first 6 months of dating. The majority, 58%. And I think you've lost your mind.
Really?
You have absolutely lost your mind. I'm in the 42.
Okay.
Like, I think, you're married, you're 10 years, 20 years, 50 years into it. No.
Never.
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
Some things need to be your own. What are they? 312-233-1019. 58% of couples share their passwords. Oh.
Oh, hey, hello.
I just did that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So if you're a listener who wasn't paying attention in the last 10 seconds, please call.
Can you use the dump button on yourself?
You could.
What do you want to do, Swanee?
Go to number two? Is there a number two?
First correct caller that says the word passwords.
The password is password.
We will make you a winner right now.
That's not what I was thinking.
See, I'm all messed up.
Yeah.
I'm like, Melissa, I should have taken today off.
Maybe. It's a time. Just blame the time change.
I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Grab a caller.
I've never heard you do that.
Usually I cross the word out so I don't say it.
Right.
But I actually had to run down the hallway during that Halsey song and it was so short.
Yes.
I barely made it back in.
Wow.
So subsequently, these things happen.
Oh, well.
What are you going to do?
Hi, Diane.
Hello.
Hi. 58% of couples share their passwords within the first 6 months of dating. What do 58% of couples share within the first 6 months of dating?
Passwords.
That's exactly right.
You were listening.
Yeah.
Way to go.
That might be the easiest contest. We say double your paycheck's easy. This one's easier.
That's true.
This one was easier. 58% of couples share their passwords within the first 6 months of dating. 6 months.
Yeah.
Of dating.
That does seem a little high.
I'm assuming they're saying passwords to, like, you know, their social media accounts, not like their bank PIN codes or anything.
No, you got to keep social secret, too. You have
of course you do.
You
That's where all the creepy stuff's going on.
You can give Netflix passwords, maybe, or like stuff like that where you might both be using it.
Well, it's interesting you say that. 78% of couples swap passwords for Netflix, Hulu, and other streaming services, but 64% of couples share the passcode on their phones.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Violetta actually got sweaty just hearing that.
For sure.
Well, you know, I feel like people sometimes look over to try to see what it is, but that issue has been resolved with the face recognition and the thumbprint.
Well, you really thought it through.
No, because I see people doing it. I'm like, hey, get off my shoulder.
That's why, you know, you're falling asleep. You got to hide your phone because they hold it in front of their face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can see all the weird stuff you've got going on in
your
life.
Eyes have to be open.
Interestingly, as a follow-up to that, 14% of Americans are using this word right now as their online password. Now, many of you might be mad at me saying, well, why are you giving it away? Well, why are you being so dumb?
Right.
Because it's in a new survey. So I don't feel guilty sharing this. What do you think is the word of the moment that they're using as the password? Easy. So, don't overthink it.
Okay.
Corona.
Close.
Okay, COVID.
That's exactly right.
Anybody can talk to a quarterback, star running back, or matinee idol tight end. Eric in the morning would rather talk to the guys in the trenches. The men who get dirty for a living. Anchored to the offensive line. He's on the line. And he's Leno.
Look, he's a big bear.
Big bear.
Big bear.
Leno was a big bear.
Big bear. Big bear.
Leno is a big bear.
Big bear.
Leno is a big bear.
Big bear.
Leno is a big bear. Leno's on the line. Heard from here to Palatine. When Charlie's on the phone, he's bigger than the Game of Thrones. Yeah. Eric likes him better than a day of shopping at Kohl's. Paid a lot of money to protect Mr. Nick Foles. Nicholas Foles. Bop, bop, bop.
Shut up.
Bears on three. 1, 2, 3.
He's a big bear.
We don't have to have y'all.
Really feel really off this hour.
Really?
Like, I think it's the daylight savings time messing with me.
Think it is.
Yeah, normally it'd be 9:42.
Right. You know, like Charles, we were getting ready for Leno on the line. I almost forgot your jingle.
My jingle?
Yeah, your jingle. I almost forgot.
How'd you forget it?
I don't know. I'm, like, off. I screwed up Mixed Morning Mindbender earlier, and I was just staring off into space. I don't know what's wrong with me. You ever do that?
Yeah, sometimes. But, you know, sometimes you gotta stop yourself and wake yourself up out of it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. How you doing this morning? Everything okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm sore, very sore, but, you know, it's another day in life.
Are you going to get your massage now?
No massage right now. We guys are going to work today.
Oh.
I'm going in and getting a little lifting done, watch the meeting, and, yeah. Yeah. We'll go from there.
How much do you lift these days?
couple of cars?
Well, you mean like how much weight or like how often?
No, how much weight?
I don't know. Like right now I'm pretty weak because, you know, you get a little, you don't get stronger throughout the season. You lose like a little bit of muscle mass throughout the season because of so much. Back-to-back.
I feel like your week is still our strong.
Right. Oh, yeah. You ever go in there and blast, Charles, get your swole on, just get huge? You ever do that?
Yeah. Right. I'm not doing that right now. I'm more maintaining my body, you know? So it's not like I'm hitting, like, my PR, like, my personal best maxes and stuff like that.
How was Halloween over at your house? How'd that go? Did you stay home or did you take your daughter out trick-or-treating?
No, I stayed at home. We had meetings and stuff, so I wasn't able to really trick or treat. We had meetings, and then when I got home, I packed my bag and we left to go downtown because we had to stay at the hotel downtown. So I didn't get a chance to actually trick or treat. But I did leave those candy bars for the kids.
Good.
That's good.
Did your daughter dress up? Do you know what she dressed up as?
Yeah, she dressed up. She was a pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Nice. Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
Well, that's nice. How old is she now?
Probably 5 months.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect. Perfect pumpkin size.
Yeah, totally.
Right in the wheelhouse. Yeah. So, go ahead.
No, I was saying, definitely.
Yeah. After the game, Charles, it was a tough one yesterday over at Soldier Field. You go into overtime. Things don't go the way you hoped. I've always been curious post-game. What is your ritual then? I'm guessing in the old days you used to shower and actually go to restaurants for dinner. Do you not do that anymore? Do you go home, pop a meal in the microwave? What happens?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is now. Me and my wife used to usually go out to some restaurant downtown after the game, you know, have a couple glasses and, you know, relax, kind of take your mind off the game. Now I'm just headed back home. Whether we get the meals from the Bears that they provide, or I just order some takeout. So, I mean, it's just different now, you know?
You say you had a couple glasses. Are you a red wine guy? Is that what you are, or are you something else?
No, I'd say a couple of glasses like I drink wine. I'm usually sticking to tequila.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Party.
You're a tequila guy. Mm. Wow.
I'm a huge tequila guy. I usually stick with tequila.
Yeah.
All right, so you do that after the game. You go home and you relax. Do you watch football at night, or do you just turn something else on completely different in order to get your mind off things?
Yeah, it depends on what's the game. I mean, clearly you got other peers that you know across the league and, you know, ex-old teammates and stuff like that, so you want to see those guys succeed and do well. So I'm always watching other guys. And then once football's over, I mean, usually – depending on what type of day it is the next day, me and my wife probably watch a movie or, you know, have some quality time for ourselves because, you know, you don't get many opportunities like that throughout the week. So.
Right. So you'll watch Monday Night Football tonight then?
Yeah. Don't matter who's really playing. It's going to be on somewhere. Yeah, it doesn't really matter. It's going to be on somewhere now.
Right.
I'll be watching.
And then tomorrow, you know, it's election day. Are you planning on voting? Did you already vote? Are you going tomorrow? Are you stressed out about it?
Yeah. So that's why we have work today, because all the NFL is shutting down the facilities, so everybody can go out there and vote. They made it a mandatory off day for everyone. So okay. Yeah, I'll be out there voting. I'm already registered. I'm an active voter, so I'll be out there.
You know, we had a couple of questions that got texted in, Charles, into the Leno mailbag. You okay answering a couple of these?
Yeah.
All right. Question number one, now that Halloween is over, when does the Leno house start decorating for Christmas?
My wife's already doing it right now.
Really? Right now? Okay.
Really? Wow.
No, like right now. Like as soon as she asked me yesterday or the day before, when are you available Monday or Tuesday to get the boxes out of the crawl space so I can set up Christmas
<That's>
decorations.
<amazing. laughs>
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does she already watch Hallmark movies?
No, I wouldn't be surprised if she watched one last night.
There was a premiere.
I would not be surprised. She loves Christmas. She loves the holidays in general, but Christmas is her favorite. She took after her mother, who is an avid decorator. I used to get upset about it. Like, why do we need all this? But now it's the point where I'm just like, you know what? This is what you love to do. I'm going to let you have this moment.
I am, I'm not going to lie, Charles. I'm trying to picture you wedging yourself down into a crawl space.
Oh, trust me. It's not one of my favorite opportunities. That's why she asked me. Can you pick a day? She put the onus on me. Can you pick a day? Because she understands, like, I hate dragging up five big, you know, boxes of Christmas stuff. And this is good. But, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I only have to do it, what, twice a year? So
that's
it's all
right.
Good.
Yeah, that's well, right. It's one-time shot every year.
She picks the day you could easily say, I'm sorry, I've got
a
meeting.
I'm very busy that day. I got a lot going on that
me
day.
Me and the offensive lineman, we got a powwow.
We got like a four-day meeting. Can't make it. Sorry.
Exactly.
Yeah. Please ask Charles, what was the first thing he bought when he got his first NFL paycheck? Do you remember those days?
Yeah, I remember. The first thing I bought. It was a car. I didn't have a car. It was a 2012 Chevy Tahoe.
Wow.
2012 Black Tahoe. Yep.
Nice.
You do love the Tahoes. You told us last week that you had a Tahoe in college, and you got one after college when you got your paycheck, huh?
I love it. Love them. They're one of my favorite cars.
Yeah. Yeah. And did that one last as long as the first one?
No, it did not. Because, you know, I signed another contract, and then I was like, you know what? I think it's time for me to, you know, get out the Tahoe and, you know, treat myself a little bit.
A little bit crazy.
So I
sure.
Yeah. Well, I want a little bit crazy.
For sure. Now, Charles, you're off to work today. You got to do work because you're off tomorrow. Then it's another Bear. It's Sunday, right? Next week, Bear Sunday against the Titans.
Yes, sir.
All right.
We'll be in Nashville. Should be beautiful out there.
Yeah.
I think 75.
Oh, yeah.
Not a cloud.
Was it cold yesterday? Was it cold on the field yesterday?
Yeah, it was chilly. It was pretty chilly. But, I mean, clearly, you know, I played in way more colder games than that. But.
Yeah.
It was a little chilly. With the wind blowing, you know how
I get. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm out there on the field a lot when the wind's blowing. You're right. I know what it's like.
Yeah.
So it'll be next Sunday against the Titans. Is that a noon kick, Whip? Do you know that noon kick? Charles, do you know, is that a noon kick or is that a late game again?
We're kicking off at noon. Sure. You never know what can happen with this with these schedules now.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
That is true.
I do know we're at noon, yeah.
All right. All right, so let's hope we get things back on the winning track. Tough one yesterday. Let's pull things together today. We'll talk to you again next week. Another Leno on the line after a big Bears win, okay?
Appreciate it. You guys take care.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
See you later. Yeah, it's got to go to work.
Yeah.
And the McRib is coming back.
It is.
Now if they just get the McDLT with the McRib.
Yeah, that's true.
McDonald's officially bringing back the McRib nationwide for the first time since 2012. Nationwide.
Wow.
It was regional up until then, here and there. You find yourself a McRib. But that's no longer the case on December 2nd. McDonald's locations everywhere bring back the fan favorite menu item. It's delicious.
Have you had it?
Oh, I have many times. My stomach is growling.
Yeah, McRibs are great. I have this one little thing from my childhood.
That wasn't very... You didn't sell that very well.
No, McRibs
McRibs are great.
No, I do really like McRibs. Uh-huh. But when I was a kid, so my dad usually wasn't ever the guy who was going to bring us to McDonald's. If we ever went, it was more my mom. But I remember my dad bringing me one time, and he didn't know what to order from stuff because he never went there. So he ordered the McRib, which was way off the menu by that point.
Right.
Like, we no longer have that. I was so embarrassed. Like, oh, you just embarrassed me in front of the McDonald's people. Exactly. I swear to God that happened.
It all came back to you.
Yeah.
Bass Pro Shops is going to offer Santa's Wonderland.
I saw this. It's got a little catch, though.
Yeah, Bass Pro Shops announced it's continuing its tradition to allow families to take a picture with Santa. From November 7th through Christmas Eve, kids can experience Santa's Wonderland in a contactless visit. Oh. Some changes include temperature checks, online reservations only, physical barriers, and face coverings. Merry Christmas!
Yeah. There's like plexiglass in front of Santa. And then
don't
they just
get too close to Santa.
They just put their hands up next to him like a snow globe.
Yeah. Like, you know, like you're going to see your dad in prison. You're pressed up against the glass. That's how kids see Santa now. Like prison.
Totally.
I told you, my buddy, Dr. Scott, took me in my first ever Bass Pro Shop this past fall.
I thought you could say to prison.
Yeah, oh, well, yeah, to prison, too, yeah. I've never been in one of those places with the big fish tank
giant
in
tank,
there.
Right,
oh,
it's
my
like
God.
The Shedd Aquarium.
It is fantastic.
Yeah.
Germany has canceled its world-famous Nuremberg Christmas market for the first time since World War II.
No.
Holy smokes.
That's a sign of the world we live in right there.
Yeah, I guess on a smaller scale, Chris Kindle Market here. It's a virtual thing this year.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another study, maybe this was my problem. Media multitasking is bad for your memory.
Really?
Usually my memory's fine, but last hour I was a disaster.
Yeah. Were you media multitasking?
I must have been without even realizing it. It's horrible for your memory. So anybody who spends all their time on their phone looking at Instagram and Twitter and doing all sorts of different things on the dating apps would explain why they can't remember anything, Violetta.
I know.
Mm-hmm. There's a new wine called S-Show. I can't say what it actually is.
Okay, I get you.
S-Show Wine is a total 2020 mood. You can order it now from a small Pennsylvania winery making a red blend that's a total S-Show.
I'm going to try that.
A bottle of that would be nice. Mm-hmm. Take you back to your youth again, Whip, like we did a second ago.
Okay.
In case you missed it, Play-Doh announced a new product line for grown-ups.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I feel like that's a stress reliever.
That's exactly it.
Maybe.
The line marries open-ended childhood creativity with your middle age. Grill King, for example,
What's happening to
I don't,
you?
I don't have any
You're
clue.
You're falling apart.
I am. I'm just going to go home. Grill King, for example, offers up smoky barbecue-scented Play-Doh.
Ooh, cool.
Dad Sneakers offers up a smell of dad jokes in a can. Whatever that means. Mom Jeans, on the other hand, has a freshly washed denim scent.
Oh.
I didn't even know Play-Doh was all about the smell.
It's really not.
Usually
but it
just
now.
Has the Play-Doh smell, which is very distinctive.
They're trying a new angle with it.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go to Marriott. Marriott is offering a day pass for people tired of working from home.
Wow.
and go work at Marriott.
Work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The hotel chain offering a new day pass and other options for members of its Marriott Bonvoy travel program in some cities as a way for them to work remotely while still getting out of the house.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I went to Panera the other day. Yeah. A lot of people working from Panera.
Just settling in, huh?
Yeah.
Wi-Fi, desk space, coffee, bottled water, food all offered by the hotel.
Nice.
Animal control officers free a deer's head from a plastic pumpkin over the weekend.
Okay.
Poor guy.
A pair of animal control officers in Montclair Township, New Jersey, spotted a deer walking around with a pumpkin on its head. And leapt to action. The deer will be fine.
Good.
Speaking of leaping to action, UK firefighters rescued three men from an industrial-sized laundry dryer. You ever climb inside a dryer ever?
No.
I thought about it.
Yeah, you would fit.
I know, and that's the scary part.
We should put Violetta in a dryer.
I have kind of, like, I get claustrophobic.
Well, that's
like, I've been put in a suitcase. And into a trunk.
It sounds like a Dateline episode right there.
Yeah.
Just load Violetta into the suitcase and put her in the trunk. Then dump her in the woods in Oregon.
Oh, God, no.
The dryer sounds like a luxuriously large room compared to a suitcase.
Yeah. Essex County Fire and Rescue in Essex, UK, were called to a laundromat on Friday after men thought to be in their late teens crawled into an industrial-sized dryer. Two were in the dryer when the third's ankles became trapped in the door as he crawled in, too.
Oh, no.
They are not right in the head. And finally, let's stay in the UK. UK pranksters create the world's worst Airbnb and are somehow still managing to get bookings.
Oh.
They took a mattress and a nightstand out into the middle of a field and took a picture of it and said, here's our Airbnb. And idiots are calling and booking it.
Oh, my God. Well, it's just so like, look, this is so different. Should we try it?
I guess you got to stand out.
It's insane.
Right.
It is insane.
It's like us just dragging a mattress down next to Lakeshore Drive and putting it on Airbnb and actually making money off of it.
Yeah,
there's actually a lot of tents out there.
What is going on? Time for our second update of what might be trending on Twitter. Top three. We do it each morning around 7 a.m. and then again around this time just to, you know, get everything to clear the decks.
Mm-hmm.
You all set to go, Violetta?
I sure am.
At the social media desk, in at number three.
Brian Austin Green and Megan Fox just aired some dirty laundry. He posted a picture of him and his son on Halloween, and Megan lost it. She commented on the message, like saying, you're just trying to pretend to be a good parent. You could have easily cropped him out or not included him all in the picture like I did this year. And just kind of, you know how celebrities hide their kids or cover up their faces?
Right.
The thing is, Megan posted a picture of her and her kids last year on Halloween. So, I don't know.
It's
weird.
It's going pretty smoothly between the two of them.
Yeah, and Brian obviously took that picture down since, and now people are commenting saying, you shouldn't listen to her. She's just
a crazy lady.
Yeah.
trending on Twitter, number two.
Okay, The Mandalorian season two premiere ended with a massive character reveal, and fans are very excited. I'm not going to give away any spoilers or say much more about it, but that's mostly because I don't really know what part of the next sentence is a spoiler or not, because I don't know the characters.
Okay.
But the really big reveal, if you're into The Mandalorian, which a lot of people are, in the season two premiere.
Hey, have you started watching that yet, Whip?
I watched only the first episode of the first season, and I have said before the end of 2020, I'm going to get through every episode there is, including the new ones.
We got two seasons.
That's my goal.
Trending on Twitter, number one.
And lastly, hashtag one more day is trending. There are so many political thoughts online and encouragements to vote. I mean, every celebrity and their mother has told us to go and vote. Today and tomorrow are the last day to vote. That's it. After that, you can't vote anymore.
Yeah.
So
we
do
all
it.
Sit around and try to figure out what happens next.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Violetta.
Thank
there
you.
It is.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.